Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. My darlings, welcome to another episode. This is episode 41. I honestly wasn't sure if I was going to record an episode for this week, only because it's been so much going on, and you know. So if you're listening from another country, I do live in the United States of America, and it's a lot. It's 2020. We all know we're all experiencing it in our own way. Has just been so bizarre, and it's just been one thing after the other. And as much as you try to come up for air, there's always something else. So in the recent news, everything that's happening, I felt ugh, you know. I learned not to internalize everything. Thank God for personal development and reading. During this pandemic, being able to pause, meaning not, you know, being outside and running around and doing stuff, it gave me the opportunity to read. And I dove into The Four Agreements, which everyone needs to read that book. If you're not a reader, find it on Audible. It's amazing, touching on four principles I feel everyone should live by, and one of them is, you know, don't take things personal. So I'm trying to practice that, you know, dealing with all the stuff in the world. So I felt kind of, yeah, heavy in my spirit, and I was like, oh my God, do I want to record? But then I said, you know, why would I do that to my pleasure seekers? You know, you all come back every week and you listen faithfully every week. Well, whenever I drop a new episode, you listen, and it's simply because you want an escape, right? And it's like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk about the things that not your average person is talking about. I want to, you know, continue the momentum of the podcast. And if you all weren't listening, I wouldn't be here. And that's on period. I check the numbers. And if you are following the page on social media, on Instagram. It's Her Pleasure Chest on Instagram. And my personal Instagram had a memory this week where it was when I started last year this time, the number of plays and listenership was like in the hundreds. I think it was like 612, if I'm exact, last year this time. And to see now, a year later, with 7,000 plays in listeners in over 50 countries, it's remarkable and I appreciate it. So that's why I came on this week to drop an episode, because y'all deserve it. You deserve to hear some kinky nasty shit, and I deserve to talk about some kinky nasty shit. So let's dive right in. This week I'm going to touch on kinks for a particular sex act. So last week, you know, well, the last episode, I focused on kink for restrictions. And I shared my experience with my first time experiencing bondage. So this week, I'm going to really talk about kinks for a particular sex act. I'm going to make this a quickie. And I say that with so much love. This is going to be a quickie. This list is rather long. So I'm going to nitpick at it and just brush over some basic things that you've heard. You've probably heard about them and didn't even know it's a kink, right? But what I've said in previous episodes, if you're not having sex straight missionary, you're kinky. So like if you've engaged in doggy style or anal sex, or like I talked about last week, kink with restrictions. So handcuffs, choking, slapping. If you've partaked in any of that, you're kinky. You have a hint of kink in you. You might not be as kinky as I am. You know, might not be as freaky and nasty as I am. However, you're kinky. Now, if you're on my level, well, kudos to you. Hey, boo. Hey, you nasty, nasty, nasty person, you. All right, let me stop. So this week, kinks for a particular sex act. I'm going to also weave in any stories I might have for that particular kink. Like I said, I want to make this one a little quickie, a little snack, a little, ooh, what she just said? And then you get a little pleasure and you go, you know, quickies be quick and good and satisfying. So the first one on the list is anal sex, which I have an entire podcast on anal sex. I think I dropped it last year during the holidays. It's called Oh Holy Anal. That episode I dove into anal sex. But when it comes to the whole umbrella of anal sex, so if anybody's listening and don't know what anal sex is, Jesus mercy, let me break it down for you. Anal sex, a practice of inserting penis, fingers, or sex toys into the anus for sexual pleasure. All right. Enemas is under the umbrella of anal sex, a practice of injecting fluid into the rectum to empty bowel. It is also used in preparation for anal sex, anal play. I think I shared my experience with, I think I did, when I was prepping for anal and used the anal shower head, and the person put it in my ass and pull it back out, and some shit came out. Like, the person gave me an enema, basically, and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was grossed out by it. Yeah, I know. I know you just, like, did your face all, like, ew, girl. Yes, that happened. pegging. Again, I have an episode on pegging. So if you don't know what pegging is, it is a man. So basically when a woman provides anal sex, so the woman penetrates the male with a strap on or, you know, any sex toy. Familiar ground is a strap on. I dove into pegging just a tiny bit. Pegging is a, lately it's been a lot of talk around pegging where you have some heterosexual male that thinks if a man, if another heterosexual man enjoys pegging, it is an introduction to him being attracted to another man, which I dove into that in another episode. And yeah, I'm not going to dive into that now, but I will give you my quickie version to say your body part have nothing to do with your sexual preference. Right? So a heterosexual man enjoying anal pleasure does not mean he is a homosexual. So that's on that. Rimming. Rimming and oral to anal sexual practice in which one person stimulates another person by licking, kissing, sucking their anus. Okay, so you like the booty hole. Okay, you like to taste the booty hole. Barebacking. Having sex without wearing a condom. That is dangerous. I kind of talk about the safety of using condoms. Now with bareback, we already know that. I don't think I have to kind of break down what bareback is, but for some people, they really, really do enjoy raw, right? They enjoy no condoms. They enjoy skin to skin. Not saying there's anything wrong with it. I always preach that if you're going bareback, just be safe as far as knowing that person's status, knowing your status as well. So if you know in your heart of heart, bareback is one of your kings, then make sure you establish the correct foundation in getting tested often, you know, making sure your partner is also tested, since it is a kink of yours and it brings you so much sexual satisfaction, then do it the right way. Don't just be out here barebacking with everybody because it's a kink and you're putting your life in danger and also somebody else's life in danger. That's dumb. I said what I said. All right. Clothed sex. Clothed, meaning your clothes is on. It's very interesting. So this is a sexual preference for having sex with clothes on. So now I have so many questions about this. I know I'm going fast, but I said this is going to be a quickie. And y'all not going to have me here chatting for too long. But when I saw this on the list, I tried not to go in a rabbit hole and hit the Google. But I'm like, I have so many questions. How? Sex with your clothes on? You're going to be hot. And I'm just like, what kind of sex are you having with your clothes on? Is it the soul to soul sex? So is it one of those like kissing and fondling while you have your clothes on and you can get off that way? I have so many questions. So if you're out there and clothed sex is your kink, hit me up. I want to know. One of my favorites, this is one of my favorites, double penetration. Double penetration is one of my personal faves. This is penetration of the vagina and the anus by the penis or a sex toy at the same time. Whew. Just thinking about it now give me a little tinkle. Whew. That just, ooh, yes, you don't understand. Double penetration is so sexy. I love being double penetrated. All right. Another one that I also, and I've enjoyed this. It's not something that's done on a regular. Hell no, it's not done on a regular. And it is fisting. Penetrating a hand into a vaginal, so through the vagina or the anus. Now, I have never, nor do I have any interest in fisting my ass, getting my ass fisted. Just the thought of that makes me cringe. Like, anal sex in general requires a buildup, right? So with anal sex, and I think I did mention this on the anal episode, as far as just like starting off slow, starting with, you know, little basic anal play, starting with licking and then the fingers, and then you graduate up to the beads, the anal beads or the butt plugs. You know, you work your way up until you can handle, your partner can handle, or you, if you're the one receiving and you're listening, can handle the pressure of anal, you know, and then if that pressure brings you sexual pleasure. So that requires work, like, you know, and then when you graduate up to receiving the penis, or whether it's the real penis or in strap-on form, it still requires lots of deep breaths and relaxation of the booty hole muscle to take that in your ass. So I can't just imagine fisting. Whew. If you enjoy getting fisted in the booty, kudos to you. But I've enjoyed the few, this is like blue moon, I've gotten fisted. I enjoyed it. I might do one more after this. Quite a lot on this list. I might touch on it again next episode, because there's quite a bit on here as far as kinks for a particular sex act. I just want to go over one last one that, again, it's familiar. Or two more. Okay. So the other one is impact play, which is a form of BDSM practice, which has hits on getting hit as a sexual pleasure. So, you know, of course, the spanking. Spanking is a very common kink for women. Not a lot of them will admit it, but they do love it, especially if you talk about, you know, spank me harder, spank me there, like they really do enjoy it. So spanking, you know, getting sexually aroused by getting spanked. So you can either get sexually aroused by giving the spank or receiving the spank, right? So the act of spanking, it is usually done with a bare hand. It always starts with bare hands, and then you kind of work your way up to the whips and the paddles, and, you know, implementing all those other objects. You can add a spatula. Don't get carried away now, but I'm just saying you can add all these things.
Flogging is also a part of impact play. So you use, you know, the whips and the switches and the rods to hit the person, just to is lashes, so to speak, right? You're lashing them. Caning, which is, again, this kind of higher level of impact play. This depends on the person's pain threshold. So beating someone with a cane to get sexual pleasure. For me, when it comes to impact play, I enjoy receiving and giving. Yeah, I really do. I mean, which one do I love more is the question. That's it depends on my mood. It depends on my mood and it depends on the person I'm with in that moment. So if it's someone that I'm completely submissive to, I'm gonna bend over and I'm gonna put this ass up in the air and I'm gonna take it. Okay. But then if it's someone where I'm in the dominant role, then I will be using my flogger, right? Or my bare hands. So that, I'm just gonna leave that one. I feel like impact play, I remember that one time. You know that one time at band camp? I'm just playing. I'm just fucking with y'all. I've never been to band camp. I've never been to band camp. I was never even in a band. All right. Stop. Get away from there. I'm sorry. That was my dog. Where was I? Oh, okay. So I remember a time when I was getting fucked and it was so good. It was so good. So if I'm just doing traditional sex, which means I'm not adding any toys or, you know, it's nothing crazy. We're just fucking. And I was in one of these moments where I'm just getting some good sex. And the person bend me over. So when I'm just getting regular sex, you know, just regular fucking, I enjoy getting it from the back, right? So I can bend over, you know, that face down, ass up, baby. Okay, and then worse, now I'm working out and do my yoga and cardio and all that, baby. Mama fits, you hear me, mommy, mama, this chocolate goodness snatched. I will bend over and touch my toes, okay? As you know, the Jamaicans bend down in at 6:30. Okay, so anyways, whatever position, getting it from the back, I can handle it. So anywho, here we are, heat of the moment. It's sweet, okay? The fucking is bomb. We're both just on high, you know, adrenaline on high. All that happy chemicals on high. I bent over, face down, ass up, titty touching the bed, okay? Arch in the back. Arch in the back and all. And I'm throwing it back because, you know, I'm a bad bitch. I'm going to throw it back at you. And when I throw it back, you better catch it. So I'm throwing it back. Person catching it like a pro. And then out of nowhere. So normally, if I want to be spanked when I'm in that position, I will say, spank me. You know, the person will give me a little something, and then I'll say, spank me harder, and then the person will get in the groove. But this individual needed no coaching. This person, you know, I'm in the groove, you know, throwing it back, person catching it, you know, we grooving, we have a nice rhythm, and then bam, right on my ass cheek. I was surprised. You know, one of those, like, surprise. I did a surprise gasp. And
sink my nails in the sheet at the same time because it stung, but then it felt so good. It felt so good at the same time. So the spank came out of nowhere, and then the person just kind of rubbed their hand over the area. And the beauty about it is the person did all of that without messing up the strokes. Like, ew, talk about a multitasker. So, and then the person did it again, probably like five minutes in or so. Again, you know, that cheek already cooled down a little bit from the sting, and then bam, you know, other cheek. So, I think that was one of my favorite spanking moments during sex that I thoroughly enjoyed. Oof, just thinking about it now. I've gotten spanked so good that I've come from it. Like, I've orgasmed from getting spanked. I know I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's a woman out there that's like, hey, yeah, girl, I've been there. Like, the spank did it for you. Like, the spank was the last thing you need to bust that nut. So, I'm going to leave y'all with that this week. I will finish the rest of the list the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this little quickie this week. And I brought a little, you know, escape for your day, whichever day you do listen to this episode. So don't forget to follow the social media on Instagram. It is Her Pleasure Chest. It's the same on Facebook. You can also find my personal page, Goddess, Goddess underscore Tash, Tash. Okay, so that's Goddess underscore Tash. Holla at me. You can slide in my DM at any time. And as always, don't ever forget to be you, be true, be kind, be bold, okay? And as always, escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out.